From Spark and Anvil and Mythforge, this is Sovereign, in Chapter 1 of the Mythforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Sovereign stood in their workshop, adult-sized and very steady, as if nothing in the world could knock them over. A deep, dark cloak swirled around a warm, cream-colored body. But Sovereign wasn't just one person. They were a pattern, a repeating idea that turns up in stories all over the world. That pattern had a name, the Cosmic Order Keeper. The workshop felt ancient and quiet, the kind of quiet that has been kept on purpose. Strange cards hung on the walls, showing powerful figures from old tales, Zeus, Odin, Ra, Quetzalcoatl, each one glowing with its own soft light. Alex stepped inside, and the door sighed shut behind them. Sovereign turned, calm and deep-voiced. "Welcome. I am the Sovereign Pattern." They studied Alex a moment. "You've come to a workshop that holds a heavy thing. Best you know that before you sit down."
Alex sat anyway, on a low stool near the fire. "A heavy thing?" Sovereign was quiet, and when they spoke again, their voice had gone soft with memory. "The very first time I was trusted to hold the center," they said, "I was younger than these old cards make me look. They asked me to keep watch over a single sunrise, just one, to make sure the light came back over the hills the way it always had." They gazed into the fire. "I thought it would be simple. Instead, I stood awake all night, feeling every hour of the dark press down on my shoulders, terrified that if I looked away, the morning wouldn't come." A slow smile. "It came, of course. The sun rose gold over the hills, and I understood two things at once. That the weight was real. I truly carried it. And that carrying it was the most meaningful thing I had ever done. Because a whole village slept safe while I held the dark at bay." Sovereign nodded slowly. "That is the craft. It costs, and the cost is the point."
Alex pointed at the display on the far wall, where the sun rose, seasons turned, and stars wheeled across the night. "But that's just how it is," they said. "Isn't it?" "But it is," Sovereign corrected gently. "And someone, or something, keeps it so. The sun climbs each morning. The seasons always return. The stars follow their paths. That steadiness is not free." Alex looked at the Zeus card, all lightning and muscle. "Like a king? Someone in charge?" Sovereign shook their head. "Not just in charge. More than that. It is about responsibility. And it always comes with a cost." They laid a hand over their chest. "Anyone can want the crown. Few want the weight that comes riveted to it."
Sovereign moved along the wall. "Zeus ordered Olympus," they said. "He was powerful, but he carried the troubles of a whole realm on his shoulders. That was his cost." They touched the Odin card, where one eye was covered. Odin wanted wisdom so badly he traded an eye for it. He gave a piece of himself and bore the fate of the cosmos in return. Alex stared at the missing eye. "Wow, that's a big cost." "Indeed. True order keepers understand this. They bear the burden. They pay the price." Sovereign gestured to Ra, the sun god. Ra renewed the sun's path every single day. Each night he journeyed through the underworld and fought off dangers just to bring the morning back. Every morning. Forever. "Sounds like a lot of work," Alex mumbled. "It is. The daily renewal of order. The turning of seasons. The aligning of stars. This is the work." They stopped at Quetzalcoatl, the feathered serpent. And this figure brought creation and order both, but also knew when to step back and depart. Sovereignty includes knowing when to let go. Alex frowned. "What if someone just takes charge and doesn't pay any cost?" Sovereign's voice went firm. "Then they are a tyrant. A tyrant gathers power and gives nothing back. They take everything and bear nothing." They pointed to a bare patch of wall where no card hung. "Tyranny is the corruption of sovereignty. It is not holding the center. it is grabbing for oneself. We reject that, always. Sovereignty bears cost. Tyranny only takes. And remember, each of these figures belongs to their own tradition. Zeus is Greek. Ra is Egyptian. And we honor their own stories rather than blur them into one.
So it's not about being bossy, Alex said slowly. It's about being responsible. And it's hard. Yes, Sovereign confirmed. The cosmic order keeper. The craft of holding the center. They said it quietly, like a promise. Alex looked at the cards again. Zeus, Odin, Ra, Quetzalcoatl. Not just powerful, responsible. Each one paying a price so that others could rest easy under an ordered sky. And something settled inside Alex, steady and a little proud. The calm, grown-up feeling of understanding that being trusted to hold something up is heavy, yes, but also warm and good, like being counted on by people who matter and finding, to your own surprise, that your shoulders are strong enough.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Sovereign. Released under Creative Commons BYNC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.